This is a podcast from the BBC.
Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. On today's show, all of the best bits of Chris Stark Stag Do, including a Chris Stark Stag Do Real or No Real special with Clara. I have a genuine question about England game tonight. Did you spot us on Love Island? And would you marry food? Just so we can make it into a feature on this show.
Can I just say thank you for an amazing weekend as well?
Well, it wasn't
Thank you to you and the boys.
It was
genuinely really, really good fun.
How good is Dublin?
Dublin's amazing.
I've never been there before. It's such a good place. Everyone's just so chilled. Everyone's like in a brilliant mood all the time. It's just a constant party, but it's really good.
And as a weekend, it was really, really good. I thought there might be a few more activities.
I did. I wasn't really in charge of this bit because, you know, I'm in charge of fashion for the wedding.
Yes.
I'm head of men's fashion.
So in terms
of... Think of me as like Tan from Queer Eye.
In terms of the head of fashion role for the stag do, I had three outfits.
Yeah.
And I did make it really clear to Dougsy that if we did have to do the fancy dress thing, let's just do one a day.
Yeah.
So it's so good to be wearing my own clothes again.
I know you were saying, because you were in a variety of costumes over the weekend.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want to slip on some jeans and a t-shirt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially after your weekend.
Yeah.
I need to apologise about the outfit that I brought along, please, because...
So I had a travelling outfit,
yes.
Then I had a sort of Saturday day outfit and then a Saturday evening outfit.
Yeah. Now, I'll let you into a secret. A company that heard us talking about your stag on air sent me this outfit last week, and I was like, that's going to be brilliant. Now, the actual name of the outfit is 1920s Man, so it's just kind of like an all-in-one, almost like a onesie. Red and white striped, but it should have come with like a straw hat.
And I had a moustache with it.
Yeah, there was a moustache.
I thought it was Where's Wally?
No, it's not. But people were coming up and going, oh, Where's Wally? I was like, no, 1920s man. Anyway, so it's like an all-in-one thing. Quite comfortable, probably.
Yeah, but no one would understand the joke. Like, I don't understand the joke in that.
No one knew what he was. And the moustache kept, like, flapping off and, like, waving in the wind. You lost that several times.
Yeah.
And if I'd bought the straw hat, you would have looked more like a 1920s man. So, you used to look like a weirdo.
So was it someone who sent in... So you just bought it in because someone had sent it to us? That's
yeah,
very kind of them.
I thought it might come in handy, yeah.
And the inflatable doll as well, you turned up with that?
Yeah, that was also part of the package. So,
oh, right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I can
help. Part of the package with the 1920s man?
Pardon?
Part of the package with the 1920s man.
Oh, yeah, they sent all sorts. Some inflatables that I couldn't fit in my case. That's why my case was so large. I only going away for 2 days.
Oh, right.
Right. Looked like I was going for like 2 weeks.
Scott Mills.
And this headline really caught my eye earlier. I saw the headline, Texas fan vomited after smelling Post Malone at a meet and greet.
What?
A fan was taken backstage to meet Post Malone and vommed after smelling his musk. I was hoping it was real. It's not. Not real.
So someone's made up the rumour.
Yeah, but like it's really led to an Instagram discussion about his smell.
This is like when you started a rumour at the Brits about someone, then it all came back to bite you, though, didn't
it? Yeah, don't. However, how much does sniff Post Malone socks go?
How much money?
Yeah. What, sorry,
like,
Nicola.
Yeah, but fans will want to do that, won't they?
I don't.
Fans
think
will
would.
Do gross things
I,
to their favourite.
I don't
pop
think
star.
No, not Post Malone's.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris, I did love the weekend on your stag do.
Good.
Yesterday afternoon, though, was boring beyond.
Yesterday afternoon. Oh, going to the airport, you mean, and stuff.
Before that.
What did we do?
We were sat watching a football match, and it was the most dull thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Yeah. Well, you didn't speak up then, did you?
Well, no one was talking, were they? Because it was, like, the day after. And literally, everyone was in silence. Apart from every now and again, I would... Well, I was scrolling through Instagram because I was so bored by the football that I was just seeing what celebrities' dads look like. Because yesterday,
oh, yeah, you were so annoying. Do you right? So in
Father's,
the pub, we're watching,
Father's
we're trying to watch the football, and you keep shoving your phone in my face, going, "Look at his dad."
Because it's a good way of seeing famous people's dads. Yesterday, Father's Day, Sunday, yesterday, and I was like, oh, "Look, there's Holly Willoughby's dad."
Yeah,
and it's quite weird because you've never seen them, and it's interesting to
see. Chubby G's dad.
Chubby G's dad was on. You try saying that. Chubby G's dad. Gokwan's dad. Never seen him before.
Yeah, but it's very difficult watching a football with you where you just get because also you need attention. So like if no one's responding to you with this Father's Day thing that you were going on about, you have to shove your phone right in my face so I can't see the TV. Go look at that one.
Look,
it's like good Scott. Like. Oh, look, there's another one.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's just people's dads.
It's really fascinating, way more fascinating than that match. Was it Serbia and Serbia and that.
At that point,
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, yeah.
Like that, I knew that and you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for some stories for some people that spotted us this weekend?
Oh, good.
Because they're on. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Hello, Tom. We saw you on Chris's stag, right?
Hello, you did, yes.
Are you the guys from Lincoln?
We are, yeah. We were the guys from Lincoln.
And you were on party bikes in front of us.
Yes, we were, yeah. The pedal bus tour thing, yeah.
Your stag was called Ryan, if I remember right.
He was, Ryan Kelleher, yeah.
Now, he was the one in the jazzy kind of lycra outfit, wasn't he?
Yeah, the Mr. Motivator style get-up. Yeah, that was him,
He was a wonderful dancer.
So picture the scene. They've got these, like, party bikes where everyone just... There's 12 seats and you pedal as fast as you can and just go around whatever city you're in. It's actually really good fun. I was the DJ, so I just was playing tracks off my phone, all Irish hits.
Yes. The people of Dublin absolutely loved it.
They did. Your music was interesting. Talk us through what that was, some kind of techno.
Oh, we had a bit of a 90s dance playlist going. Yeah, we thought we needed to amp it up a bit.
But I think there was an element of our stag group being slightly in competition with your one. Would you say that was the same?
It was, that's true, yeah.
And we all sort of joined up at the end. But I did think that. I thought it was a bit awkward when we all set off together. I was like, as much as these guys seem all right, like, they're not with us, you know?
You were definitely faster than us, I think.
Well, we were in front of you to begin with, and there was no room for overtaking. So, in a way, we were going to win that all day long, weren't we?
And we had a photo with you guys. It was all good.
Yeah, we got a big group selfie.
Well, actually, good story on that one. So, I had these challenges for the stag do that we were talking about.
Yeah, there was a list. Yeah.
The big list. One of the challenges was to go up to someone and say, I've seen you looking at me. Yes, it's me. Chris Stark from Radio 1, and would you like a photo? And I did see sort of you guys kind of looking over a little bit near the start, so I thought, brilliant, this will be an easy one for me to tick off. I said, my name's Chris Stark, I'm from Radio 1, would you like a selfie with me? And you said no.
It was a no.
I know, it's kind of embarrassing, but you got a good laugh anyway.
Yeah, you thought that was going to be an easy one to tick off, and they said no.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear our music?
Yeah.
I had a selection of Irish pop, so Boyzone were on.
Oh, yeah.
Westlife, Ovs.
Of course.
Forgot about Samantha Mumba, should have put that in.
Mm.
The Cause, did you play that?
Yeah, there's audio evidence of that happening. I would run away. The people of Dublin were loving it. I would run away. 12 lads on a party bus singing to The Cause. Such fun.
And that is now the song of the stag and everything.
But people were playing it the next day, and I was like, well, like, get over it.
An old song by The Cause, amazing.
I did fail on the music, well, a few times, because I lost signals, therefore the phone wasn't playing anything. It was like, put the music back
that.
On!
We had that.
Yeah. Which is so awkward, because the other bus is banging, they've got all this dance music and everything, and you're there going, no signal, it's buffering.
Fumbling with my phone with people going, oh, call yourself a DJ!
Yeah. And then you put on this well random song, it was embarrassing.
Right, so I took it too far because I just think that everyone knows songs from the Eurovision Song Contest, so I put on Lipstick by Jedward. No one knew it. Everyone's like, get this off.
Lost the crowd.
Absolutely lost them. And then my phone was buffering all sorts. Anyway, good to meet you guys.
Yeah, you too.
How you feeling?
Not too bad. Yeah, it was a recovery day today.
Are you off?
I'll be at work today. Yeah, I'm off now, yeah.
Well planned.
I think Ryan's doing okay.
We
had a rough weekend, but yeah.
Nice to meet you, lads.
Yeah, you too.
Love you, bye.
Cheers. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Dougie.
Is that Scott?
Yeah, you feeling fresh?
I am, are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. When do we meet you again at the weekend?
Temple Bar.
Good
time. What time did we meet you?
about 3-4-ish.
Oh, were we there that late, were we?
You was.
But I'm going to be really honest here. I can't remember meeting you. Can you sort of remind me of what you looked like or what we spoke about?
Or what we were doing?
Chris was eating a kebab.
Do you know what was fascinating about that kebab? was that, you know, normally when you get a kebab, it gets shaved from a sort of chunk of meat.
Yeah, your voice is not holding up, by the way.
There was no chunk of meat.
No.
So he produced this kebab From a microwave, I think it was, and we handed that, and none of us questioned it, but it wasn't shaved.
Right, when have you ever had one that hasn't been shaved in front of your own eyes? Never.
And unless he's pre-shaved at home and brought it along.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that happen before.
No, never have I.
I was like, where's the shaver? Where's the big turny thing?
You're not going to shave this thing. What? He's like, no, here's 15 kebabs.
Yeah, it's like he'd done meal prep.
I can't believe you didn't offer to share it.
He wasn't in the mood for sharing.
Dougie, I'm sure it was wonderful meeting each other, right?
Oh, yeah, it was emotional.
What was I wearing at that point?
Well,
if I'm talking to Chris, he was wearing a dress. A very pretty dress it was, as well. That
traditional was Irish dress, that was.
Yeah, and the stockings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my voice makes it sound like I'm someone else.
Yeah. When I turned up, because I got there really late, I got there at like midnight at Temple Bar, obviously late to the party, and I'm like, yeah. I looked down at Chris's feet and I'm like, he's wearing stockings. And then I realised it was a full-on dress.
No, it was what it was a traditional Irish dancer's dress.
Right. So that's what it was.
Yeah, high socks and no shoes.
Right.
I didn't notice the no shoes bit.
Yeah.
I know, but this is the problem, because it was raining, the Irish dancer shoes don't go well in the rain. So they got soaked and I couldn't walk in them, so I had to go home in just the socks.
Also, it was Taylor Swift was on that night in Dublin, so there were literally no taxis anywhere.
No.
So cut to about 4:30 in the morning, we're all literally having to walk back, we're trying to get a taxi, there's literally none. There's like a mix of Taylor Swift fans. Mm. There's like stag dudes, all like trying to hail taxis. Not happening.
No, you missed the trick though. You should have booked an Uber.
Yeah, we tried that. At one point, it said 76 minutes away.
Surely a record. Also, can I just put out there, like the attention? I got more attention in that dress than any other time I've been out
ever. Yeah.
It makes you rethink how you go about things, doesn't it?
Yeah, you might need to do a bit more.
To be fair, he looked good, it suited him.
Oh, yeah. Brought the colour of his eyes out.
He really pulled it off.
It was lovely meeting you there, Dougie.
It was lovely meeting you too as well.
Maybe next time we meet, it won't be in a kebab shop.
No.
All right, love you, bye.
I love you, bye. Scott
Mills. For anyone, who's this?
It's Matt. I was watching Love Island last night and I was surprised. I saw you two on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't really mention this much last week, but I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if you could be one of those couples on the right at the start of the ad breaks on the Love Island there?
Yeah, I was just watching it, and then you two came up with a little fill, a little flowers around your neck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got so many messages about it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, to be honest.
I thought we'd be on once, and I thought it'd be blink and you miss it sort of thing, but actually so many people were messaging, and I was watching Love Island last night, and there was so many times that we were on.
Yeah, three or four times, I think.
You must be two good-looking guys. They wanted you on all the time, you see.
I know, right? So, we're on more than any of the other couples, and we're not even a real couple.
Well, you say that.
I was just... we're not. Yeah. Let's get married. But I was thinking to myself last week, what kind of person goes, hey, babe, should we have a picture taken and, like, we could be on the front of Love Island? Who actually thinks that?
Well, we did.
Well, yeah, we did, but like only because I thought, who does that?
No,
but
that's not the truth of it. It's class if you make it onto there.
Oh, I'm more than pleased with it.
Mm. I just love the idea it caught people by surprise. People are watching it going like, hang on a minute, they look a lot like...
I don't even know whether you know this. Did I tell you this at the weekend? Chris, your fiancé WhatsApped me going, why have you two just been on the start of Love Island?
Yeah.
You haven't told her, no?
I forget to mention these things that we do sometimes.
So we were in Dublin. She was just watching it at home. I was in charge of looking after Chris's phone, so that was in my man bag. So the only person that she could get hold of was me, and she was like, why have you just been on the start of Love Island? I was like, oh, dear, has he not mentioned it? That would freak you out, brilliant, if you didn't know.
Yeah. Sometimes these things, I forget to tell her what we do.
It was the best part of the show, though.
Oh, nice. A few people said that.
Good to speak to you.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. Oh, my God, Chris, you know, guess what? Olivia, on the phone now, has spoken to Taylor Swift on the phone.
No way.
Hi.
Hi.
When, how, where?
So my friend was just shopping in London, and she saw him and knew I was a big fan, and just went up to her with the phone and was like, can you talk to my friend? And she did for like 15 minutes. It was great.
15?
Are you sure it was her? Because it seems unlikely that she would even do the call in the first place, let alone for so long, and just be out shopping.
It was before she was like proper, you know, like the queen.
Okay. 15 minutes is a long time for in pop.
Yeah. It was great, yeah.
Did you
What did you chat about?
Well, I was going to see her in like a couple of months. She was talking to me about like preparations for the upcoming show. She was running me through it, asking me where we were, like if we were standing, seating, and then we were just like professing our love to each other.
This is incredible. Wow.
Yeah, great.
Did you, on the subject of people that aren't who they are, did you see the Labour MP that at the weekend tweeted some pictures of who he thought were Clean Bandit? And was like, lovely to meet Clean Bandit today. Wasn't them.
No, I didn't.
It's like the girl, like she went viral, remember, because she thought she met Ed Sheeran. Wasn't him at all.
Yeah.
I know. Gutted. Right, you're looking forward to football tonight, right?
I am, yes. Very excited. Rushing back from Wales to get home to watch it.
Okay, who you'd be watching it with and where?
I'll be watching it with my boyfriend in London.
Okay, cool. All right, we better get back then. This is what I've got for you today on Bangers. I think Chris has got an unfair advantage today. I don't think football songs should have been allowed on Bangers.
Oh, you can pick what you want. This is a good song, though. This is a good choice.
Yep.
Axwell, I Found You.
Strong choice.
I think strong, but then what have you got, Chris?
Well, I heard Grimmy say that this song absolutely smacks, and I have to agree. My Bangers choice is this. Now, come on, we don't get to do this very often, so I say... We get this one out. This is Fat Les, Vindaloo.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Les.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good... That's a very appropriate choice there. Very appropriate choice. I would say I normally go with you, Scott, but I'm a bit unsure whether Chris has pulled out of the bag a bit more.
I think it's a dirty tactic.
I do.
Hey, whatever.
I think he's played to his surroundings, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's up to you, Olivia.
I mean, I think today, with the whole nation just needs to get back behind England, so I'm going to have to go with you, Chris.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wales and Scotland.
Well, no, but that's... Do you know what? That's why I chose Vindaloo, because I thought the lyric... Lyrically, Ireland. We can all enjoy this one, can't we?
And what lyrics they are.
There's been a burglary.
Hello, dispatch. This is RoboCop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh, no. That was RoboCop, which is like RoboCop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
Raw. We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
Imagine being an international listener right now and you've just put Radio 1 on. Like Sarah, who says, I'm American, I've never heard this Vindaloo business. It's so awful that it's awesome.
I think you're being harsh. Big song.
Vindaloo.
Listen, I remember going out with you, playing this, and you were dancing on a stage whilst everyone shouted Vinda Mills.
Yeah, that happened.
Rubbish. That's rubbish.
That is rubbish. You were fully encouraging it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, England play tonight, that's fair enough. You know, if Wales were playing tonight, we would have played... What was that one that we were playing at Biggest Weekend that went down quite well? Sospan Fadge.
Oh, anyway, that was for all the England supporters. Lily Allen's dad with Vindaloo.
Scott Mills.
Something is happening a lot at the moment because it's World Cup and it needs to stop. Can we stop having animals predicting football scores? It really needs to not be a thing.
It's the worst. It is the laziest thing that happens, and everyone who does it thinks that they're the only one doing it, almost.
Yeah.
It started with an octopus.
It did.
A couple of tournaments ago.
So now, on this morning earlier, and you know that Philip Schofield is hating every single moment of this, but he's got to do it. Mystic Marcus, the pig, was on, giving us some predictions for tonight.
So England kick off their World Cup journey tonight. As always, animals all over the world are giving it their best shot at predicting the outcome. Got Nelly, the German elephant. She's giving it a go. As it is a dog in Hong Kong. And there's even a Russian cat called Achilles has tried. But forget all of those, because we've got Mystic Marcus, the psychic pig from Derby. Oh, lordy, lordy.
It all needs to stop this.
Not a psychic pig.
Not psychic.
Right.
And also...
You can't just call it a psychic pig.
If you actually break down what's happening here, everyone, think about it. Why on earth would an animal ever be able to predict the outcome of a football match? They don't know what football is. They're animals.
I'm curious about humans being psychic, but to look at a pig and just go, right, we're gonna make that one psychic pig, and just call it psychic pig, and that makes the pig psychic.
Mystic Marcus doesn't want to be mystic. He hasn't got a clue what's going on. It's a pig. A lovely pig, but
sometimes,
a pig.
Yeah,
can't predict football matches.
The worst is where they put, say, like a ferret in an outfit as well whilst they're choosing. Do you know what I mean? It's like the pig is like a pig in a wig sort of thing, and it's choosing scores. it's unnecessary.
So here's that pig, Marcus, predicting scores using apples. So presumably, if he goes towards one set of apples, then that's who's going to win tonight.
So England v Tunisia. Here are the English apples. Yep. There are the Tunisian apples. That's tonight's game. Do you fancy an apple?
Apple? He says apple? I fancy going to the left of the studio. Come on. Come on, I'll try and edge him forward a bit without influencing where he's going. Come on, then.
I think this is something of a refusal here, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I maybe think he's a bit starstruck.
He's eating one.
Oh.
He's eating one. He's gone for England.
I take it back.
Well done, Marcus.
Yeah, but the owner going, go that way.
Whenever I see these animals choosing the scores, I think, I just really hope you do a dirty protest.
Absolutely. All over the studio, please.
Not psychic.
Anyway, so there we are. England are going to win tonight, according to a pig. Should we get an animal on to predict the outcome of Love Island?
Why not?
In a few weeks. Actually, let's do that. Let's get onto some guinea pigs and see what they say.
Scott Mills.
We are joined by Clara Amfo. Hi, Clara.
Hello, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you for joining us on this very special one-off edition of Real or No Real. We've brought it back because it's a Chris Stark stag do special.
Love a stag do special.
We made it back from Dublin. It's all good. Chris's voice is not standing up that well.
It's been a bit wavy.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
It's kind of sexy, Chris.
Do you like it?
It's working. Shame you're getting married.
So we're going to have a selection of facts here, some of which did happen, some of which absolutely did not happen on Stark Stag. You've got to work out because we both know, obviously, already.
Gotcha.
Okay, here's your first fact.
Chris was treated to a very special surprise during his weekend away in Dublin. After being blindfolded in the hotel bar for the best part of 2 hours, Watford United captain Troy Deeney joined the boys for Saturday night antics.
Hang on, so obviously I know you're a proud Watford born and bred fan.
Yeah.
So the big boss of Watford, you're trying to tell me, possibly came and hang out with you guys on the stag do.
Maybe something that I may have arranged.
Flew over to Dublin and did that.
I love that it says in the thing as well, Watford United, clearly written by a non-football fan there.
Oh, are they?
Why?
What are they called?
They're not a United.
What are they?
Watford FC.
Watford FC.
I think even I knew that.
Yeah. It's like saying Watford City or something.
Right.
Got ya. Okay, Watford FC. Well, there you go.
But either way. So, yeah.
And what's he called again?
Troy Deeney.
Troy Deeney is an actual real person.
He's my favourite Watford player.
Okay. He sounds like he should be in some kind of Pixar thing. But
Troy Deeney.
Sorry.
That's his real name.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? It's just a bit of a cartoony name, isn't it?
He's kind of giving me like old school gangster movie, like Troy Deeney. Troy.
Like Troy Deeney would be like an animated superhero.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He sort of is.
Kind of is a hero to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You speak very highly of him.
Yeah, well, you know about Troy Deeney, Scott. I've, on a number of occasions, and try to explain to you when we've been watching Watford games who and what Troy Deeney is.
Legends,
yeah.
Okay,
legend, yeah.
But did this legend come and hang out with you guys?
What do you think?
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
Sadly, no real.
No, I couldn't arrange it. However, during James Corden's stag do, the lifelong West Ham fan was joined by their captain, Mark Noble, After a game of football at Upton Park, West Ham's actual stadium, the lads hit up central London for a celeb-filled stag night, including Jimmy Carr and Jamie Redknapp. I'm so sorry. I feel like I've failed.
Oh, no, wow. you haven't failed anything.
No?
Those are some levels, though, to be honest.
Right,
but,
I know.
But also, I can't plan my own stag do, can I? And you're not going to really get in touch with Troy Deeney.
No, I just didn't think of it, to be honest.
I'd love to see that happen. And best man Dougsy couldn't do that either.
Right.
But you know what? It's his stag do later in the year, and that wouldn't be the worst idea.
Mm.
Troy Deeney, if you're listening...
I'm just sorry it wasn't more celeb-filled like James Corden's. I feel like I failed.
I think it was for the best, though.
Okay. And next.
On his stag do, Chris was dared to ask the people of Dublin if they were Irish pop superstar Ronan Keating, especially if they didn't look anything like him, and also to ask them if they were happy to sing Ronan's iconic hit, Life is a Roller Coaster.
Hey, baby!
So the idea
you can't help it when that song comes in.
The idea was that Chris goes up to someone that looks absolutely nothing like Ronan Keating and asks if they're Ronan and tries to get a selfie. It was on a list of things to do.
Now, that is an embarrassingly English thing to do.
Isn't it?
To go over to Ireland and be like, oi, any Irish person.
Right.
You're like, what's up? Believe me, Welsh does out on X Factor.
He does. That.
You remind me of a young...
That was basically the game, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. Okay. So who did you actually play You Remind Me of a Young Ronan Keating to people?
No.
Did you have the guts to go up to someone and be like, oi, you?
We just tried to find someone that really doesn't look anything like Ronan. Just embarrass Chris, really.
Oh, well, there you go.
Awkward.
You've just given away the game.
Yeah, you just gave it away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not the aim of the game.
Can I guess real?
Yes, you can guess real.
That one is real.
Well, do you know what the truth of it is?
Go on.
It was like on a list of tasks that I had to do. Actually, as far as tasks go, that one was okay. It's the kind of thing we might have even done on the show at some point.
Yeah.
Here it is. I filmed it.
What? Are you Ronan Keating?
I'm not. No.
Can I possibly get a quick selfie?
Yeah.
It makes it like you.
Go on.
And do you mind just singing a very quick little bit of Life is a Roller
Coaster? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, so he
absolutely
was happy to have a selfie. Then he pushed it too far. Will you sing Life is a Roller Coaster? Absolutely not. Not having any of it.
Fair
there
enough.
Was a few sort of Irish themed tasks like that as part of the task list.
Right, more after this.
Scott Mills.
Clara's here playing Real or No Real. It's a Chris Stark Stag special. That's quite hard to say.
Chris Stark Stag do special.
And here is the last fact. It could be real. It might not be.
On Friday night in Temple Bar, Chris ended up in possession of the used underwear of Charlie Slough's producer, who was not part of the stag group.
Excuse me? Hang on, let me just get this straight. At the end of the night, you end up with some underwear in your hand, and it didn't belong to Charlie Slough. It belongs to somebody who works with Charlie Slough on his show, who wasn't even at the stag do. Right.
You know the one.
So, in theory, this person's underwear was transported from the UK to Ireland just for your stag do.
But then the question would be, why would Charlie Slough's producer, who's not friends with me,
that's showbiz.
No, don't mean it like that. I just mean he's not like a close mate. He wouldn't be on the stag do.
Not with
nor
us.
Nor would anyone in the stag do really know him well enough to, like, why? Why would that happen?
Why? But yeah, maybe he was in Dublin anyway. With someone else, with other people.
Was it a ritualistic thing? Does somebody else's underpants give you good luck if you're about to get married? It's something borrowed, isn't it?
Something borrowed, yeah.
Yeah, because what's the thing when you get married? Something old, something new, something
borrowed, blue.
Something blue. So the underwear was something borrowed, maybe, in extreme preparation for the wedding.
But
so
why would it be Charlie Slough's producer?
Because why not?
Why not? Okay.
I'm going to say that's real.
That one is real.
It is real.
That one is real.
Tell me the story.
Right, okay. So I arrive late on Friday night. And Alex, who is Charlie Slough's producer, is there. And I'm like, why are you here? He's like, oh, I'm also on another stag do, but they've not turned up yet. So I was like, oh, wow. Chris, at this point, had gone to the toilet. And I was like, this is going to really prang him out when he comes back. So I'm like, Chris, look, it's Alex from Charlie's show. And he was like, what? Why are you here?
Yeah.
Who invited you?
I bet you got the panic, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know where I was at with things then.
Anyway, there was a list which included had to fetch some underwear from somewhere else. That's like a really lad stag thing to do.
Sure.
So Alex was like, well, I can help you out with that task. I'll be back in a sec. Pops to the loo, whips his pants off, and then comes back with them in his hand. He's like, there we are, task completed.
I mean, there's been a good friend and colleague, but there's just been a bit weird.
But he's lost a pair of underwear there.
What that means
how
is
generous.
Then that evening... because he'd given us his little pants,
He's quite a little man, isn't he?
They were little pants.
he's rolling around Temple Bar with no pants on, yeah. Isn't he?
Commando, just for you.
Literally loving life. He was so happy to provide, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I had to put them in a little bag that I had to carry all weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Night one.
Thanks for being part of our Real or No Real Chris Duck Stag special.
I've learned a lot.
It was an eventful weekend.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So we're talking earlier about a pig that they had on this morning today called Marcus, who was Mystic Marcus, the psychic pig. Not psychic. Sorry to break it to you. And Rory the vet from CBBC has just been on confirming that there are no such thing as psychic pigs.
Mm. So your idea was we bring animals on to predict Love Island, right?
Well, I think, because that's as ridiculous.
Yes.
And then we've got Hannah in London who says, my guinea pigs, Ethel and Dorothy, are avid listeners of your show and watchers of Love Island. They loved you being on the beginning of the ad break last night. They think George is a bit muggy, but love the chemistry between Jack and Danny.
Oh, that's good.
It's two guinea pigs, Ethel and Dorothy there. Also, this is good. This could be great, actually. Connor's been on saying, hello, I work for Chessington World of Adventures, where we do have an actual zoo. If you're in need of some Love Island predictions, I can ask some of the keepers to see what we can do here.
Okay, so what we think of Mystic Meerkats, that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, meerkats would be amazing because they're just great generally.
Yeah, they're funny as it is. Just heads pop up, you know, whenever we say a name.
My little head pops up like,
yeah.
Zara.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can't speak, but yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to talk.
No.
That'd be wicked, though.
Oh, can you imagine?
They do that would break the internet, though, don't they?
Yeah, that's not real, though. But they would break the internet. Anyway, yes, thank you, Connor. We might get back to you, actually, because we might do some animal predictions for Love Island. Why not? Everyone else is doing it for the World Cup.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. I saw it on Twitter Moments over the weekend that it's popping off on Love Island Australia, and maybe it suggested we should all watch the other one as well. Something I said on this show 2 weeks ago. Keep up.
So do you think we should make the switch or just do both?
Do both. Why would you just have one when you could have two?
Right.
There was a massive fight. It's all going off.
Everybody in this entire house has said something in the spot in the moment. Who was
that? Not then. That's where we're at. Made that decision, Tyler.
Just give everyone a rest. People have gone
home. But don't say it. Don't say it's in the moment. We're talking about what you said now.
I can say whatever I want out of emotion.
Try making that decision, Tyler. Try going
home. I don't want to make that decision.
Beef ends up with Eden and Tyler's boyfriend, Grant, having a massive fight in the villa. And then Mac says this.
I think I just marry food. Yeah. Can you do that?
I'm pretty sure
you can. Marry inanimate objects.
Can you?
So I'll just go out and romantically marry a burrito.
Now, is that possible? Because if it is, then I think that's a great idea. And thanks, Love Island Australia, for a future feature on this show. Would any of our listeners marry a pizza, for instance?
Like properly marry it.
Yeah, but you've got to actually do it legally, so you are married to a pizza.
We'd do the ceremony and everything.
Yeah. If anyone's up for that, let us know. We need to check, actually, a little bit of
legalities
admin.
And everything.
Yeah,
but yeah,
if
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Legal to marry food. If it is legal, then let me know if you're up for it.
Scott Mills.
Don't even think about it, Kyle from Manchester. Don't go and marry a Twinkie just to get an American visa.
Yeah, I'm looking up the laws on it at the moment. I'm not seeing if you actually can properly. It's a bit confusing in places.
Okay, I found this. A man did marry a pizza in 2015 in Russia after deciding love with humans was too complicated. But, I mean, there's pictures of him with two glasses of champagne and just the pizza next to him. But the authorities...
How do you prove it's a two-way thing?
Well, I don't know. The authorities refused to give official permission to register the marriage at a registry office. The church turned him down as well. So he just ended up doing it in a local pizzeria.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.